Hey guys, and welcome back to our Fit and Focused for Remote Work and Digital Nomads podcast. My name is Angela Sharina. I'm a certified nutritionist, health nutrition, brain performance coach, and just someone with a lot of passion for helping you guys to learn how to use nutrition and lifestyle tools to look, feel, and do your absolute best while working and living anywhere you like. You know, this podcast used to be Food School Smarter, Stronger, Leaner. And it's because my first passion is nutrition. And I think this is my biggest area of expertise. That's what I really understand well. Not just because of my education, but also because I tried almost every single diet out there, from vegan and raw vegan to keto and carnivore and just plain bodybuilding diet in my fitness modeling years. I tried it and I saw how it changed my body, how it changed my mental state. And then, of course, I talked to a lot of people in the area about their experience. So I went through a few certifications and it really made me aware of how different foods and things we do affect not just how our body looks or our weight or even our health, but also our energy and mental states that basically define everything, what actions we take, what decisions we make. You might not think of that, but if you don't have a lot of energy on a regular basis and you're kind of fatigued, you're not shooting for a lot of audacious goals and you are more likely to procrastinate because your brain is this machine that's always trying to analyze, okay, do you have resources to do more work or it's better to keep your in your comfort zone where there is less chance that you're gonna overspend that energy and health and nutrition resource and every single resource that you have. You know, all of our resources are limited. And so your brain's, one of your brain's primary purpose is to analyze all of your internal resources and figure out, are you up for challenges or not? And if your brain, without consulting you, it's not like you're consciously going to be aware of that. If your brain decides that, you know, your health of state and your energy state, it's not really there. So we're going to keep you in your comfort zone and your change in your thinking, your decision making gonna change. So think about that. That's why it's so crucial to invest into your health, into your fitness, into your sleep, into your nutrition and make it a priority because it changes the course of your life. It changes every thought, every emotion, every decision, guys. And today is Monday. And I always like to start Monday episodes with something motivational, inspirational, something that makes you take actions. If not today, then very soon. And motivation, guys, we talked about last Monday how motivation is driven by dopamine and what kind of things you can do to increase that dopamine naturally without some artificial supplements that have a lot of drawbacks that, you know, in the short run give you something, but then usually take much, much more, causing anything from depression to burnout. So we talked about all of this dopamine increasing tools that also improve your health last Monday. So check back to that episode. It's like five episodes back or something with motivation in the title. Today, I also want to talk a little bit about motivation and then share with you my digital nomad remote, very simple nutrition routine and what you gotta also prioritize. If you want to have health and fitness and energy, no matter where in the world you travel. I lived in Thailand, in Malaysia, in Singapore, where else there was in that region. But then Europe, Middle East, you know, places like Dubai, like Lebanon, like Turkey, and then in Latin America, now I'm in Mexico. I was in Peru at some point, in Brazil, everywhere for like 6 months and more, and in US, and I also again lived in Europe, like Italy, Switzerland. So I've been around, and of course, you know, I'm from Russia, so I lived there too. And I always manage to eat really healthy, really balanced diet. So I want to share with you in a moment too. But let's talk about motivation first. I often hear from the people I coach and just my friends and entrepreneurs from, you know, the events and anywhere I encounter them. I often hear, how do I motivate myself on a regular basis? How do I stay motivated to pursue my goals, my bigger goals? And it's very simple, actually, guys. You need to connect to your goals. You hear that from every, like, single leader, influencer, great entrepreneur, self-made people. All of them will tell you the same thing. You need to connect to your vision, to your goals on a regular basis. The one that inspires you. The one that makes you want to go and show up as your best self and over-deliver every single day. You got to connect to it every single day. You got to wake up and ask yourself, what am I committed to? What am I building in my life? What vision is important right now? What am I building? What excites me? What do I want my life to look in a number of months or years? And you got to connect that to that. And you got to have that. And sometimes then people tell me, well, my goals don't really inspire me that much. And that means, guys, that your goals suck. They really suck. They're not yours. You did not create yourself. You did not make them. They're not yours. They do not come from your internal motivations. They're not your internal drivers. They're not something that's important to you. Or maybe you just didn't articulate them well. You got to ask yourself many, many times, why is it important to me? Why is this goal important? Why is this vision important? You got to really dig deeper for your true motivations. And if your goal doesn't inspire you, if your vision doesn't inspire you, make a better one. Because the one that doesn't inspire you just sucks. It's plain and simple, guys. You change your vision if that doesn't inspire you. You gotta get really good at connecting everything that you do to that goal, to that vision. That's how you keep yourself motivated and how you keep dopamine flowing. And sometimes you hear, you know, from leaders and entrepreneurs, great thinkers, great athletes, that they don't feel always motivated. They just do things, they commit, and that's how they get results. But the thing is, it's not necessarily true. They always remember what they're working on. Now, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you'd rather stay in bed and stay lazy and don't do much. But you need to, for example, show up on that day, deliver a speech, deliver a performance, and you might be in pain and your mind might be wandering and not necessarily be in its best condition or state. But those athletes, those entrepreneurs, and I myself, every morning, I connect to that. Okay, I'm not feeling like going to the gym, but I know it's going to make me feel better. Why is it important to feel better? Because I want to build these goals. I want to build this business, this career, because I want to give something to my mom, to my parents, to experience different things in life, right? We all have our things that are truly important to us. And I connect to that. And then I get up and go. There is no negotiation. I know what I'm working on. Now, I'm not feeling necessarily like going to the gym again every time I schedule to go, but I still go. And not necessarily because purely of commitment and sheer willpower, not at all. But because I ask myself, what is important to me? Why am I going there? And once I figure that out, I go. And again, if your visions, they do not inspire you to take care of yourself, your visions, your goals, they suck. Because if they don't make you want to be your best self, they're not yours. Not really. You know, some artificially created by maybe your peers, your family, your parents, your maybe spouses or somebody else, the vision that you should be going for. But we all know that people do not go with their full passion for what they should be doing. We only go for what's really important to us. And if you want to sustain that motivation, you got to figure that out. Take a day off and figure that out, because that will change everything that you do after. And until you figure that out, your actions, your commitments, they're all going to be wishy-washy here and there sometimes, more often not, and you're just gonna stay where you are. That's it. Because to get to the next level, it's always a lot of work. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how much money you make, how fit you are, how good at what you do right now. If you want to get to the next level, it's a lot of work, and it's painful, and it's challenging, and you gotta really understand why you're doing that to push when you don't feel like it. So that's for your motivation today, guys. If you, again, don't have a vision that inspires you consistently, then your vision sucks and you gotta change it. And you gotta every day, every night, whenever you feel like it's hard and you wanna give up, you gotta connect to that. Like, this is important to me. This is why I'm doing that. And do whatever you can do, but still keep going. And now back to your nutrition routine. And nutrition, guys, it has everything to do with your motivation, because it has everything to do with your energy levels. Your nutrition can either give you energy or can take your energy away and make you feel sleepy, sluggish, anxious, worried, depressed, stressed. All of that in research was connected to poor nutrition, to eating weird products and weird ingredients and not giving your body and your mind, your brain, what they actually need to thrive. We have 30 plus essential nutrients. And if you as a human being not supplying that with your nutrition, guess what, guys? You're not going to be feeling all that well. There is no way around that. And sometimes you see people and they might not look like they're taking care of their nutrition, but they might be supplementing, and you don't see people all the time, right? Unless you live with them. Or maybe they're young and they haven't experienced the negative side effects of their, for example, poor nutrition. What I'm trying to say is nutrition is important. It's not questionable, and you either take care of it or you're going to suffer sooner or later. One of the first things that I always recommend to people who are building their nutrition habits, and I've been in nutrition coaching for years now, I've been a lot in weight loss coaching, but that always, for me, it comes through health, right? One of the first things I always recommend people to do is get good quality multivitamin, multimineral, omega-3 fatty acids, 2 gram. Because amount matters. Why is that? Because most of you guys, especially remote, especially digital nomads, you don't want to be thinking about each of your meal. Plus, when you especially travel, you're in a new country, very often not speaking the language, not really knowing where to get all of the nutrients and all of the foods that you need to be getting. It's going to be a pain in the ass for you to be thinking about all of that. And again, especially if you change location quite often. So that's like your insurance policy. At least you give your body something, your body, your brain, they need, and you're not going to run deficient, and you're not going to be having brain fog or feeling fatigued because simply you don't eat the vitamins and minerals that you actually need. And omega-3 fatty acids are structural material for your brain. Your brain literally shrinks when you don't get enough. And so that's why also I always add that on top of everything else. Plus, there are so many other benefits. So multivitamin, multimineral, omega-3s. If you travel and you're not sure whether you can get it there or not, get it where you can. For a month, so maybe a couple of months, so you have the supply till you figure out the next steps, the next place where you get your next supply, right? It's like every single, I don't know, leader, influencer who care about their health, they do take supplements, all of them. They might not tell you about that because they are not in nutrition and fitness industry, and they kind of try to keep their own life to themselves, but all of them take that, because especially if you travel a lot, especially if you're not sure where you're getting stuff, but also just if you're working remotely from home, you're not necessarily really good at creating nutritionally balanced meals every single day. So get those supplements. And if you have family, if you have kids, get them some kids supplements. There are great ones for them too. Especially for kids, you know, they don't always want to eat everything they gotta eat for sure. Like, many adults struggle with that. Like, fatty fish, I struggle with so many people to make them eat that. So I'm like, well, at least take fish oil, right? If you can't eat fish or vegetables. I started eating sardines when I was 28, right? Now I'm approaching my 35th birthday. So it's not like I've been eating them since I was a kid. I did eat salmon and herring that was popular in Russia, so that's where I would get some omega-3s, but like sardines, things like that, not really. So the point is your supplements. This is number one. Number two, when you travel, especially to maintain your weight, that is a part of your health, overeating and overdosing on calories is just not good for human health. I mean, from time to time, yeah, but not consistently, not every day. Weight gain is associated with a lot of biomarkers that are not good for your health. So to maintain your health, one of the simplest things you gotta do is have an eating routine. Don't snack, have meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner at the same time, that's it. Because that will save you so much trouble, not just with weight, just by simply managing your balanced nutrition. Once you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's so much easier to make them balanced than when you just have a snack here, have a snack there, and you like they're kind of like weird all over the place, and then you're not hungry for real meals. And that's when your nutrition really starts to suffer, and your energy and your sleep, because you eat, your eating pattern is all over the place. That also affects your sleep, right? From this podcast and also from my new book, Fit and Focus, Brain Body Manual for Remote Work and Digital Nomads, that is linked in the show notes. From that book, you can learn that sleep, for example, is affected by your eating timing. Finish your meal 3 hours before bed, but also just for your blood sugar management, that is important for healthy sleep. That is a bedrock of your productivity. And it's important to eat on the same time, right? So timing of your food is really important for weight, for sleep, for energy, for nutritional balance. So number one was supplements. Number two was eating routine. Don't snack, have meal times. That's it, guys. Very simple. Just like your parents, your grandparents did. That would actually works for human beings. Number three, for each meal, have whole food based, meaning not some product, not some powders, not some potions, extracts, I don't know, blended stuff or mushed into powders and all kinds of mixes. Have whole food based when you can recognize the ingredients on your plate. Meals that have protein, carbohydrates, and fats. That's very simple. Protein, carbs, fats. Three macronutrients, they gotta be on your plate at every meal for optimal nutrient intake, assimilation of different nutrients, energy, and your productivity. Right, so brain, for example, needs carbohydrates, needs proteins, needs fats, your whole body needs all of that. So ideally for each meal, you would have some of that. So protein, 30 grams per meal at least, that means about 200 grams of animal-based protein. If you're on a vegan, vegetarian diet, you know, that is very hard to control. So you probably might need to supplement with protein powder that you need to get in advance, of course, right? Without sugar, without any kinds of fillers. Other, if you do eat animal products, and I highly recommend you to do so, especially, you know, fish is highly beneficial, especially things like salmon or mackerel with omega-3s, but then any kinds of fish is really good for you, or shellfish, like mussels or prawns, or, you know, chicken, organ meats, obviously, is hugely beneficial. So protein, have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also helps you to not be hungry, to maintain great, again, energy levels, to avoid cravings, for the shit that you might encounter that is not necessarily all that great. Like trying things, it's totally fine, guys. You travel, you try things, but stuffing your face with that, not necessarily the best practice. You know, it's like in some restaurants, they have those trying menus, but they just give a small piece of everything. That's kind of how you should approach experiment with food while traveling. Not stuffing your face with that, but try this, try that. Yeah, tried, you know how it tastes. No need to stuff your face with it. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're in Thailand or in Mexico. For each meal, you gotta first provide the basics, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, for the best blood sugar maintenance, gotta be whole food. And also, they usually deliver the best nutrient profile with all the fibers and additional vitamins and minerals, right? Carbohydrates are the best ones, are things like sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, all kinds of underground tuber vegetables. Also, you have your beans, you have your lentils, you have your whole grains, you have, what else is out there? All kinds of pumpkins, squashes, like corn. Again, try to go for whole food, not again some tortilla chip. That's, you know, fine in moderation, but go for whole foods because powder eliminates nutrients, and by powder I mean flour, eliminates nutrients, fiber, makes it processed. Usually other ingredients are added, not necessarily good for you. So try to go for whole foods most of the time. And per meal, probably a cup, maybe depending on your size, you know, female, male, cup, 2 cups, that's a good amount on your activity levels, obviously. If you're an athlete, your nutrition, you know, probably should be doubled. So your protein, your carbohydrates, also fruit, you know, really good source of carbohydrate, whole fruit, not some juice or smoothie. And for fat, every day I recommend to either get your fish oil. That's the best practice. I'm telling you from the perspective of nutrition researchers for your brain health and your body health. So you got to get your fish oil either eating sardines or salmon or by taking fish oil, 2 grams of EPA and DHA, that's the recommended amount. Besides that, I always recommend to have nuts and seeds with omega-3s and omega-6s. Those are other essential fats. The best one nut that is available almost anywhere and that provides like this one of the most perfect ratios of omega-3s and omega-6s plus other nutrients. That nut that looks like a brain, that is really good for your brain actually. So walnut, really great. I eat a big handful, like generous handful every single day. So there, that's where your healthy fats can come from. But also, you know, things like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds. Avocado is really great. Fruit that has a lot of fat and vitamin E that is super good for your reproductive health, for your brain health. It has a ton of potassium that is electrolyte that's important for hydration, digestion, and athletic performance, right? It stimulates blood flow to your brain, helping to boost dopamine. And it also has the tyrosine building block of dopamine, basically improving your motivation. So avocados are amazing. Of course, natural fats occurring in fish, chicken, or meat. Then we also have things like Greek yogurt that also supplies variety of fats that are important, that are good for us. So Greek yogurt, maybe mixing with some berries or some fruit, amazing source of fat. Eggs, of course, have fat that are also great for us. So eat those, again, your walnuts, your avocados, your eggs, chicken meat, Greek yogurt, all of that. These are great sources of fat. And a lot of times they would come in foods. Like if you eat salmon, there is fat. If you eat your eggs, there is also essential fat. Walnuts, again, essential fats. Avocados, like full of fat, right? So try to mix it up. Per meal, I would have, depending on how fatty your meat is, like if you have salmon, there is already a lot of fat, you might not need that much. If you're eating like tuna that is pretty dry, you might add some avocado, like maybe half or a quarter, depending on the size of you. You might add some walnuts. And that's basically it. And then for your meal experiments, just have this trying approach. Try stuff. But have your basics first. And the last but not least, guys, it's very important for your health. From all the data we see, it says the more fruit and vegetables in fresh of all colors people eat, the better they are. So it doesn't matter what your meal, breakfast, lunch, either incorporate some colors from fresh fruit and vegetables. Especially green vegetables are beneficial. Things like spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus, kale, all of these foods. So these are especially beneficial. But then all of the other colors, you know, tomatoes, mushrooms, bell peppers, all kinds of, again, squashes, pumpkins, zucchinis, beets, carrots, all of these vegetables and fresh fruit, berries are especially amazing for you and for your brain, right? So as much color as possible. So let's recap your digital nomad and remote routine to have it flexible, but also hit all the basics. Number one, supplements. That's like your insurance, multivitamin, multimineral, and omega-3 fats, either coming from fish or algae, depending on your dietary approach. Number two, have meals. Don't snack. Very simple. Breakfast, lunch, dinner on the same time. Finish your dinner at least 3 hours before bedtime. Number three, make balanced meals anywhere. Protein, your carbohydrates, your fats. Preferably, everything comes from whole foods to avoid different gut health complications and weight gain as well. Number four, add as much color as possible in form of fruit and vegetables to everything you eat, right? And don't forget to hydrate, especially the digital nomad. And also when you sit at home and you work remotely, I'm kind of like both, you know, I slow travel, been staying in Mexico for the past 10 months. Measure your hydration, like get a bottle, like for example, a liter or half a liter, and drink, if it's a liter, let's say two of those, plus your coffees and your teas, right, should be good. Don't rely on your thirst or on chance, especially when traveling. Well, because those will be affected by so many factors and you might end up being dehydrated and feeling all sluggish and weird and dizzy and not energized. And then you might develop all kinds of cravings. And all of that might be because of you are dehydrated. So don't leave that to chance. That advice number five. Measure your water and start hydrating early. For me, 3 hours after waking, that's where I need to drink my liter of water. Non-negotiable, right? And then after that, I also drink about liter and a half, especially when in hot climate and I exercise daily. And plus my coffee and tea, that's also about like maybe 700-800 milliliters or so. As you can see, quite a lot of water, plus all the fruit and vegetables, so I hydrate really well. But measure it, don't leave it to chance. So again, let's recap. Number one, your supplements. Number two, have meals, don't snack. Make it on the same time. The last one, your dinner 3 hours before bed. Number three, make every meal balance. So you have your protein, fats, and carbohydrates coming from whole foods predominantly. And then try new foods in new destinations. Have a trying approach. Try a little bit of everything. Don't stuff your face with it. Number four, add colors everywhere from fruit and vegetables, especially green vegetables, especially berries. Those are especially beneficial. And number five, hydrate, measure it. Don't leave it to chance or thirst. Those get screwed up, especially with traveling. That's it, guys. If you have questions about any of those, if you're struggling with any specific meal, any specific country, I worked with people and lived in so many places, then I probably have a solution just for you coming from either other people's experiences or my own. So reach out. There are a ton of links in the show notes how to do that. Instagram is the best platform to talk to me fast and regularly. I create a lot of content also there about nutrition and lifestyle and everything and anything in between. And the last one, motivation. Create a vision and connect to it morning and evening. And whenever you feel like you are not feeling like doing something that you need to do, you know you need to do to move yourself to the next level. So create a vision that doesn't suck, that actually makes you and keeps you excited. Besides that, guys, tomorrow we're going to cover another subject from my personal experience as a coach, but also as someone who just into healthy living and productivity and a lot of work done while traveling. So tomorrow I'm going to cover something from my personal experience. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are going to be all stories from other digital nomads, people in remote work. One of those episodes on Friday going to be from people I'm going to be interviewing here locally in Playa del Carmen. Going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned, guys, for all these fun episodes. Even today, just think about all this advice and tips and see how one step at a time you can implement that. And your remote work, your digital nomad journey going to be so much more enjoyable and fitter and energized. If you have questions, reach out, share what you learn, share this podcast. That's how we help each other. And till next time, as usual, eat better daily.